and I'll get right into it. Somebody said to me, and they were absolutely innocent, that's why we teach. Maybe you've had the same thought. The question, or not the question, but the statement they made to me was, the disciples of John the Baptist were rebaptized, and that's found in Acts 19, because they were baptized wrong. They were first baptized wrong, and they had to be baptized right. And so Paul rebaptized them in Jesus' name, and that's right. Acts 19. Acts chapter 19, verses 1 through 5. Acts 19, verse 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, now these disciples of John the Baptist believed. They were believers. He said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, we've not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. That's John the Baptist. Then said Paul, John, that's John the Baptist, verily baptized with the baptism of repentance. Anything wrong with that? Saying unto the people that they should believe on him, which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. Point. If John baptized wrong, then Jesus got baptized wrong. Because John baptized Jesus in the river of Jordan. And it would cause some problems for me if Jesus made a mistake and got baptized wrong. Chapter 3, verse 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him, or he allowed him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, up straightway out of the water. Sounds to me like he was immersed, not sprinkled. He came up out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Mark chapter 1. Verse 9. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him. Chapter 3, verse 21 and 22, and then John 1 after that. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved Son. In thee I am well pleased. John 1, verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not. Doesn't sound like they played together as cousins, does it? And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. Did you get that? And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God. Well, if John's baptism was right, why then were those 12 disciples of John rebaptized? Well, a lot of things were right for their time, right? A lot of things were right time. Acts 19:4. Then said Paul, John verily baptized. Here's his explanation. John verily, that means truly. His baptism was right. It was true. John verily. John truly baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should look for, that they should believe on him, which should come after him. That is, on Christ Jesus. By the way, John the Baptist is one of my favorite Bible characters. I admire that man. I love that man. I love to study about that man. What a man. What a humble man. You know, most aspirants to the ministry today, they want a brief training period. Oh, if I could just get the Holy Ghost, grab a guitar and a Bible and go out and preach. You know, draw the crowds and preach general conference soon. Just give me that pulpit. Don't give me a broom or a snow shovel. Just give me that pulpit. I don't want to eat locusts and wild honey and dress in camel's hair for 30 years. I don't want to train for 30 years and preach for a few months and then have my head cut off. Well, that's not what I'm looking for. I'd rather train for a few months and preach for 30 years. Hear me, aspirants to the ministry. It's the Lord that will decide when you begin and when your ministry ends. Not you. Not me. Our part is to be faithful to what God wants us to do. So you can see why John the Baptist is a very special Bible character to me. I really love that man. And boy, are we going to have a talk when we get to heaven. Praise the Lord. I said, oh God, give me that. Give me that Spirit. Give me that Spirit. It's in my Bible, the first Bible I ever owned. My dad named me after John the Baptist. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know I'd feel this way later on after I learned and learned more about it. But in Acts 19:4, Paul verified, he confirmed, he affirmed, he attested to, he validated John's baptism. John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. Well, didn't Moses do the same type of thing? The covenant between God and Abraham, and you can read about it in Genesis chapter 17, verses 10 through 14, is called the covenant of circumcision. The covenant of circumcision. It was incorporated into the law some 406 years later. Circumcision came to Abraham. It was a covenant between God and Abraham before the law came. Abraham was before Moses. And so Moses incorporated it into the law. Okay? So Jesus said, I hope I'm not going too fast, in John 7:22, Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision. Now wait a minute, Jesus. God gave circumcision to Abraham. And Jesus is saying here, Moses therefore gave you circumcision. Well, you have to understand that Jesus tells the truth. Listen to what he says. Not because it is of Moses. It wasn't of Moses. But Moses gave it to you. He incorporated it into the law. Follow me now. Not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers, and you on a Sabbath day circumcise a man. What? So here's my point. Circumcision was made mandatory by God. Genesis 17, 10 through 14. Moses wrote it into the law. But Moses did not point people to himself. Deuteronomy 18, 15. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, Moses said. Like unto me, Moses. Unto him shall ye hearken. This is my beloved son. Hearken unto him. Hear ye him. In the last days he has spoken by his son. Hear him. Okay? Jesus is the final word. Jesus is the total message. The complete story. It's all in him. No single prophet, not even Moses. Not even Abraham, who was their father, had it all. Jesus is the only one that has it all. So, we go forward and forward and forward until we come to Jesus. Genesis 3:15. I'll put enmity between you and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, thou shalt bruise his heel. A direct messianic prophecy. A prophecy of a son who's going to come. That's right at the fall. God came in with this hope of recovery from the fall. Beautiful. Wonderful. And now, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, forward, 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 forward. The whole world was looking forward to that day when the Son of God would come. Now you got it all. All. There is no more. That's why you don't have to worry about the Father and the Holy Ghost. When you have Jesus, you've got the whole Godhead. You've got it all. That's what the Bible says. He that hath the Son hath the Father also. Yes. You don't have to go looking for the Father. Find Jesus. Yes. Find Jesus and you found the Father. Yes. They were looking for him in John 14. Jesus said, you looking for the Father? Here he is. He that has seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then? Show us the Father. Praise the Lord. Okay? Moses didn't point people to himself. He pointed people to Jesus. Let's just read about that for a few minutes. John chapter 5. And we're still pointing people to Jesus. They pointed people forward to Jesus. We point people back to Calvary, back to Jesus. And you can hardly say that because Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. But just so you know what I mean. John 5:39. Search the scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which talk about me, testify of me. They write about me. The scriptures speak of me. That's what Jesus said. He knew who he was. A lot of people don't know who he is, but he knew who he was. He come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. You've got one that accuses you. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. They trusted in Moses, and Moses didn't say, trust in me. He said, the Lord your God will raise up a prophet from the midst of you like unto me. Him, unto him shall ye hearken. Unto him shall ye hearken. Unto him shall ye hearken. I got a piece of the puzzle, but he's the complete. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me. Why? Because he wrote of me. How can you say that you believe Moses and not believe me when all he wrote about was me? He didn't promote himself, he promoted me. He didn't prophesy about himself, he prophesied about me, the Messiah, Jesus. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Amen. John, back up to John 1, verse 45. John 1, 45. Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, we have found him, of whom Moses. We didn't find Moses. We found him of whom Moses and the law and the prophets did write. Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. They found Jesus. Luke chapter 24, back up another page. Verse 27. And beginning, now this is Jesus talking to those two disciples on their way to Emmaus. They were walking, sad, despondent, brokenhearted, because this man they hoped was the Messiah was dead, they thought. Anybody that thinks Jesus is dead is sad. But if Jesus is alive to you, you become glad. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, that takes in the Old Testament. And if that's not enough, then you can read verse 44. He says, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Those three basic sections of the Old Testament. Beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. There you have it. Beginning at Moses. All the way through. Remember, Moses wrote Genesis 1:1. So he began with Moses. Okay, get my point. Circumcision wasn't wrong. Circumcision wasn't wrong. In fact, it was wrong not to be circumcised during that era. Amen. Circumcision wasn't wrong, it just wasn't the final word. John's baptism wasn't wrong. It just wasn't the final word. John pointed people to Jesus. John chapter 1, verse 19. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who art thou? And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. He didn't say, follow me. He didn't say, look to me. I am not the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? That's another subject. And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him, said unto him, why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Christ, nor Elias, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you whom ye know not. He it is, who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latch it I am not worthy to unloose. These things were done in Bethabara beyond Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me. For he was before me, and I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bare record, saying, I myself, John the Baptist, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I hope I have time to get into some things I want to talk about. So John pointed people to Jesus. Do I know some more? God, Almighty God, points people to Jesus. God points people to Jesus. He doesn't say, look on us either. And when the ends of the earth and be saved, what he is saying is, look unto me. I am sending a Savior. I am coming, and I will save you. Look unto me for salvation. It won't be found anywhere else than in Jesus, my provision for your salvation. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Excuse me. I should read another verse to you about John here. John 3:22. Trying to hurry along. I've hurried too much. John 3:22. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and he tarried there with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Anan, near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. Oh, John, you're losing your numbers. You're losing your crowd. You're losing your following. Your church is getting smaller, John, and this other fellow's church is growing. John, you better come up with a new program to get more people in. Aren't you in competition, you preachers? You know where I'm coming from? I hate it. I hate it. I'm not in competition with other churches for size. I'm not in competition with other churches for numbers. I'm in competition with the devil for the souls of men.
That's good.
We're battling the enemy. Forget the rest. The carnal. Rabbi, he's baptizing more than you there. Everybody's coming to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ. I am not the architect of the church. I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. What an attitude. Everybody ought to memorize John chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. So what? You get your head cut off. That's not important. You're expendable.
Right?
We worry so much about our hide and our head. Really? Oh, God, I'm too important. I want the attitude of John the Baptist. He must increase. If it costs me my head, he must increase. I must decrease. Come on. Let's slip away back into the shadows and let Jesus get out in the forefront. Let's not tell people how great and glorious and wonderful we are. Let's present Jesus, not us, not ourselves, not our great teaching ability, not our great preaching ability, not our great musical ability, not our great voices and singing ability. No, let's put Jesus out there. If we could kind of just slip out of sight and let you see Jesus. Hallelujah. That was John's attitude. He must decrease. He's got to get bigger. I got to get smaller. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly. And speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth. No man receiveth his testimony. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God. Listen to this. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Unto Jesus. The Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. Notice he didn't say Father. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John chapter 7. John chapter 7, verse 18. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law? And none of you keepeth it. Keepeth the law. Why go ye about to kill me? The people answered and said, thou hast a devil. Who goeth about to kill thee? Well, they were musing it in their minds at that time. Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers, and ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me, because I have made a man every way whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Then said some of them in Jerusalem, is not this evil, and they seek to kill? But he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Jesus in the temple as he taught, saying, ye both know me, and ye know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not, but I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me. Praise the Lord. Then they sought to take hand, lay their hands on him. Amen. God points people to Jesus. Jesus, amen. Luke chapter 9, verse 28. Luke 9, 28. And it came to pass after an 8 days after these things, he took Peter, John, and James, went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. Behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. You can be sure, not knowing what he said, you don't make three tabernacles. One. Listen to the rest. When he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. Now, if they had made three tabernacles, they had made too many. Jesus was found alone. In other words, another gospel says, no man was found save Jesus only. Makes me Jesus only. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. Praise the Lord. That's good enough for me. Acts chapter 10. Hallelujah. Verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. See, the Gentiles had just received the Holy Ghost under Peter's preaching. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. What's he saying then? God points people to Jesus. He anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, that's the apostles, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead, And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. And beside that, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name, not Elijah, Moses, not Abraham, to him give all the prophets witness that through his name and his name alone, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. And then verse 48, he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's good enough for me. Acts 17:31 says, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, one man, that man whom he hath ordained. Okay, to him give all the prophets witness. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. That's good enough for me. Everything points forward to Jesus, and you can't go beyond Jesus. Amen. So John's baptism was not wrong. If John's baptism was not, I should say, if John's baptism was not wrong, but was superseded by baptism in Jesus' name, then wasn't Jesus' baptism by John inferior? Somebody asked. The answer, of course, is no. Jesus wasn't baptized under the remission of sins. How could John take Jesus and say, I baptize you under the remission of sins? Couldn't do that. When John baptized people, he said, bring forth fruit meet for repentance. In other words, prove that you have repented. Quit your drinking, quit your lying, and so on. And then we'll baptize you after you've repented. Jesus couldn't bring forth fruit for repentance. He was already perfect. He had nothing to repent of. He had no sin to repent of. He humbled himself. Jesus humbled himself. Jesus' baptism by John is just another incredible, awesome, unprecedented manifestation of his humiliation. And then you read in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Philippians chapter 2, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Just the opposite of what so many people are doing today, trying to make a reputation for themselves. Jesus made himself of no reputation. Took upon him the form of a servant. People want to be served. They don't want to serve. Took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Praise the Lord. Because of all that, God has highly exalted him. You know, if we'll humble ourselves, God will exalt us in due time. But if we are proud and arrogant, lift ourselves up, God's going to bring us down. Jesus humbled himself. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are made partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." That's the word of God. Jesus humbled himself. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Hebrews chapter 12. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not resisted unto blood like Jesus did, striving against sin." Amen. Oh, what lessons in humiliation we can learn. But when Jesus went to be baptized by John, it was another act of his great humiliation. He submitted himself to birth in a manger. In infancy, he submitted himself to the rite of circumcision. And he went through with his mother that process of purification spoken of in the law. He allowed his mother to undergo those 40 days. You can read about that in Leviticus chapter 12. The male child, 40 days. The female child, 80 days of purification for uncleanness. And although he was holy, he went through all of that. As a child, he stayed behind at the temple in Jerusalem, and they lost their son, Jesus. And when they found him, he said these words to them, "Wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" And they pondered those things in their hearts and minds. But he submitted himself to them and went and lived that way. He humbled himself. Amen. At age 30, he walked 70 miles approximately to be baptized. You talk about humble when you can't hardly get some people to believe in baptism. He walked approximately 70 miles to be baptized, and I read something from Ignatius, who said, "Not that he might be cleansed by the baptism of repentance, but that he might cleanse the water, sanctifying water for baptism." He didn't get baptized under repentance. In Matthew 3:15 it says, he got baptized to fulfill all righteousness. He didn't get baptized under repentance. John 1:31 says he was baptized to be made manifest to Israel. And if our time wasn't up, I would explain all of that. His manifestation to Israel. We'll get into John chapter 9, or Daniel chapter 9. And the 70 years of Babylonian captivity. Oh, it's exciting. It's exciting. There's more to Jesus' baptism than just him being an example.
That's right.
It's a great example, but there's a whole lot more to it. That he might fulfill all righteousness, and that he might be made manifest to Israel as their Messiah. "And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water." We'll have to get into that next Sunday.